ברשות מורי ורבותיי, with the permission of Rav Hagaon Rabbi Yisrael Milul Shalita, the Baal HaBayit, Madam, the Baalat HaBayit, Rabbanim, Kahal Kadosh. First, thank you, Baal HaBayit, for your invitation, put him b'chvod achsania. Yeh ratzon that this house will be always the house like the house of Avraham Avinu alav shalom.
Amen.
And the parasha of this week is the parasha of Toldot. Not only parasha of Toldot, but always I think about the parasha of last week. Hayi Sara. What it is Hayi Sara? The life of Sara. The Torah should call this parasha Mitat Sara, the death of Sara, not the life of Sara. Because this parasha of Hayi Sara, we don't talk about Hayi Sara, how Sara lived, how she was buried. We don't talk what she did. She lived 127 years and she died. And there was a big discussion between Abraham and Ephron and Shechet, the people of Hebron, for the business to buy the Me'ara, the place where he's going to bury Sarah. It's the death of Sarah. When you talk about Ele Toldot Yitzhak, the parasha of this week, this is the descendant of Yitzhak. The Torah said after that Yitzhak has no children. So who is the Toldot? Who is this generation? Ele Toldot Yitzhak ben Abraham. When you talk about this is the children of Yitzhak, so you have to mention the children of Yitzhak. We don't mention the children of Yitzhak. We mention that that Rivka, she couldn't have its children. So where are the Toldot? This is the Yitzhara. So, this is the Rabotai things that we have to understand. Always I said that all parashiot, the parash of Bereshit, they are the biggest Sfarim of Musar. If we don't learn things from those parashiot, there is nothing to learn from nowhere. A Jew, how we start to be a Jew, how to educate the children, how to get married, how to have success in your marriage, only through those parashiot. You learn how Yitzhak met his wife, how much he prayed to meet his wife. You learn not only Yitzhak prayed, his father prayed, and the Shatran prayed, Eliezer. You don't think that to get married and to have a good mother, it's easy. It's not easy. It's very difficult. You have to pray a lot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to find the right one, the right mother. Otherwise, you can get the wrong one. And only because Yitzhak prayed, All of them prayed a lot. Even Rivka, she prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to find a good mazel. And from this parasha you see is where the education. To educate children, it's not easy. Look the way Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom, when he had Yitzhak and Ishmael, and Sarah, she was here, and she said to Abraham, no, I don't want Ishmael to be with Yitzhak. It's impossible. Two people, they are different. They have two different views, how to see life, how to see the religion. They cannot be together. It's impossible. Just between you and me. But don't get upset if I tell you. In a house, if the house is not, you don't build your house properly according to the Torah and Mitzvot, what kind of education you can give? A lot of people, they come to see me, Rabbi David, I want to give me a bracha for my children to be Tamidei Chachamim. First, I tell them to be Tamid Chachamim, it starts by you. First, you, how you behave, how you act. You cannot ask from your children what you don't do. You can't ask for your children to be Tamid Chachamim if you are not. First, you should be Tamid Chacham. You should go to Daf Yomi or Sidi Torah. Then you can ask from your children to be Tamid Chachamim. Otherwise, not. So, for this parashut, you see a lot of things. Ele Hayi Sarah. This parash of Hayi Sarah is called Hayi Sarah, the life of Sarah. Even that Sarah, she died. We don't talk about Mitat Sarah, the death of Sarah. Hayi Sarah. Why Hayi Sarah? Because the education that she gave to Yitzhak remained. When Rivka came to the house of Avraham Abinu, the first thing he did, Yitzhak Abinu, he put her in the tent of Sarah. He wanted to see if she's the image of Sarah or not. So when he saw that Rivka, she was the woman that she's like Sarah Abinu, this is Ele Hayi Sarah. The life of Sarah continues. I always said to my mother, if she was not my mother, I would not be here today. I don't know what I'd be today. I don't know. If my mother, when I was 10 years old, she would not send me to the yeshiva, when my father said to my mother, David and Chaim, they must go to the yeshiva, she said, where? He said, well, to France. When she heard France, at that time, anyone who go to France, it's for years. Well, it's not like today, you jump to the plane, you go anywhere, you can go even to Australia. At the time when you take a plane, when you leave Morocco, that's it. Maybe you will not see your children for 10 years. And when my mother, she heard France, she was shocked. Then my father said, well, the spiritual life of your children is in your hand. And I remember, most of the night we were discussing, yes, no, yes, no. My father with his argument, my mother with her argument. At the end, my mother, she said to my father, okay, you send them. And I did not see my parents 7 years. 7 years. 3 years in France, and 4 years in England, so 7 years. My mother saw her after 3 years, but my father, I did not see him for 7 years. But this is Hayi Sarah. This is Hayi Sarah. That's why we said Tzadikim mitatan mikraim Hayim. The Tzadikim, if they are even after their death, we call them alive. I remember in the Hilulah of Rabbi Chaim Pidu this year, there were some American people at the Saturday night. I told them, we were on the cemetery, I told them, well, what it is your feeling? They told me, well, we don't believe. We don't believe what we feel. We don't believe what we see. Because when in America, when we talk about, we don't want to talk about cemetery. When we talk about cemetery, it's like we talk about something that is frightened. But here, we're in the middle of the cemetery. And here, it's light, it's bright, it's people are dancing, people are singing. We feel even the kvarim, even the graves, are alive, are happy. We don't understand what's going on here. He said, because here, you have tzaddikim. And tzaddikim, they don't die. The tzaddikim are alive. And because tonight is the Hilulah for Rabbi Chaim Pinto, so all the tzaddikim, there is something that you feel that you cannot feel somewhere else. That way, the Ele Toldot, Ele Hayi Sarah. This is the life of Sarah. And this is Ele Toldot Yitzhak. The Torah mentioned what it is, the generation of Yitzhak. Ma'asim Tovim, like Rashi said. Ma'asim Tovim. When you have Ma'asim Tovim, this is the heritage that you can give later to your children. What it is Ma'asim? You cannot ask from your children what you don't do. Ele Toldot Yitzhak. This is the generation of Yitzhak. This is the children of Yitzhak. What it is the children of Yitzhak? Torah, mitzvot, ma'asim tovim. When you have this, you can guarantee the future. If there is no this, if there is no Torah in the house, I remember I was in Brazil. And I was in a big house, 1,000 meters square, big house, you know, you can have there, you can even play cricket there, you know, it's very big, very, very big. I don't know, it's very big. And it was two floors, so it's 2,000 meters, you can imagine. And I wanted a Tehillim. When I heard Tehillim, he said, Tehillim, what it is Tehillim? So I told him what it is Tehillim. He had a big library, big, very big one. So he said, can you come help me, maybe? What he had, this big library? All books, encyclopedia of Napoleon, encyclopedia of Paro, encyclopedia Jules César, everything. Not one Sefer Torah, not one book of Torah. And then he also asked me, he said, Rabbi David, a good bracha so my children will be a good Jew. How can they be a good Jew? They can be only afraid of Jules César. They can be afraid of Paro. They can be afraid of what good Jew? Nothing, not feeling. No. Only you can see only one mezuzah and 10 rooms. There is only one. This is not. You cannot ask from your children what we don't have. Ele toldot Yitzhak. Yitzhak was an example. From who Yitzhak he took what he was? From his father, Abraham, who led Yitzhak, because he was the image of Abraham Avinu alav shalom. Because Abraham Abinu, he invested all his life for Yitzhak Abinu. So Yitzhak, he was the image. He was Abraham, like Abraham. When you see Yitzhak in the street, those who knew Abraham Abinu, but when they saw Yitzhak, they thought it was Abraham. Ah, this is Abraham. No, but Abraham, he passed away already. But he looked like him. Not he looked like him only physically, but he looked like him spiritually, the way he served Hashem. Rabotai, my friend, this parasha of this week, Bemet, I have a big question. And this question that it took me when I was coming from Paris. First, last night, when I heard that Marciano told me, Rabbi David, it's not sure that tomorrow maybe we not go because there is a storm, there is this and this. And I was thinking about one person. One person that I saw today. And I will not tell you what time I saw him today. One person among all those people that I saw today, he was doing a big avera. And his parents, they called me. They told me, Rabbi David is going to come. Please talk to him. Tell him to stop to do this kind of what he's doing. It's no good. And he was a Kohen. So I said to Hashem, Hashem, if I don't go today, maybe I go next time. But Hashem, if I go today, maybe I will, this man, maybe I will help him. Maybe I will change. Maybe Be'ez Hashem, he will stop doing what he's doing. So with this storm, I will not go. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do something that the storm will be in the side of England, not in the side of France. So I can take the train, and then after, Rahim Hashem. So when I arrived this morning, Baruch Hashem, we only had 15-minute delay, everything, and I saw him today, and the Baruch Hashem, it was a success. He listened to me. He said, Rabbi David, I will stop doing what I'm doing. But what I was, this morning in the train, I was thinking about Esav. Please listen to this. I don't understand how Esav was a Rasha. I don't understand. I mean, I understand a man whose father was a Rasha. Beseder, so the child, his son is a Rasha. But Esav, that I'm sure that one day, do not forget, he was a quite old man. He was quite, I don't know how old he was when Abraham died. Maybe he was 40 years old. I don't know. That means that Erev Shabbos, he was sitting with Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. I don't understand. To be sitting with three tzaddikim, like Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. It was a tish. They were singing. Mekaba, they were the Mekaba of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are all prophets. They all talk of Hashem. tzaddikim, kedushim. You cannot even Moshe Rabbeinu, when he pray with the zichut of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. You cannot imagine who is Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. You cannot imagine. Just imagine Moshe Rabbeinu. When there is a problem, when he pray to Hashem, he pray with the zichut of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Because Abraham, Yitzhak, never said why to Hashem. Moshe, one day he said, why you do that? Hashem told him, Moshe, you dare to tell me why? Abraham never told me why. You tell me why. You tell me what to do. You tell me what to do. Abraham, Abinu, with all the problems he has, you just imagine one of the Nisayon, the test that Abraham had. When he had Yitzhak, Hashem told him, take Yitzhak, sacrifice him. He could say to Hashem, Hashem, I am an old man. You told me from this Yitzhak, I will have a generation. I will have a big nation. Now you tell me to take him, to sacrifice him. Hashem, why do that? Hashem, I'll do it. But just tell me why. Just tell me, give me a reason. I'm curious to know. Give me a reason. Even that, he was not curious. Because in his mind is, when Hashem decided, he changed his mind. He thought, from Yitzhak, I will have a generation. Now he changed his mind. That's the way Abraham Abinu, Yitzhak, deserved Hashem. Moshe Abinu, he was very logical. Abraham Yitzhak, deserved Hashem without logic. Abraham was logic. Abraham, when Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, go to Paro. When Moshe saw that Paro become very bad to the Jews, he said to Hashem, why you send me? Why you do that? I thought that since I will go to Separo, he become a good man. Now, Hashem is there. This is the way you talk to me. This is the way you talk to me. So, Haval, Haval. What a pity that I don't have Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. Look what I have in front of me. I have a man that he tell me why. That was Moshe. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever you want to know, whatever you want to say about Moshe, Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, they were eyes. When you pray to Hashem, you say, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov, every time, 50 times a day. So I don't understand. Esav, Harasha, how we become a Rasha? How we become a Rasha? I don't understand. If you talk about Ishmael, let's say Ishmael was a Rasha, Beseder, but at the end he did Teshuvah. He did a big Teshuvah. And not only he did Teshuvah, when Abraham took Yitzhak to sacrifice him, he took with him Ishmael to see. And Ishmael, if he was a Rasha, Ishmael, Abraham would not take him with him. He would not take Ishmael with him. And then when Abraham wanted to find a Shidduch for Yitzhak, he said to Eliezer, go and find me a woman for Yitzhak, a good woman for my family. And if you don't find, so maybe we ask, the daughters that Ishmael has, or the daughters that Lot has. That means that Abraham will not take a daughter for Yitzhak, a daughter of Ishmael for Yitzhak if he wasn't tzaddik, and if his daughters were not tzaddikim. Rabotai, don't forget that Esav, he took the daughter of Ishmael, Mahlat, and the day that he took her, Hashem forgive all his averot, Mahlat with Ishmael. So I don't understand how, and Ishmael, and Esav, he saw that Ishmael, he did kavod to his brother Yitzhak when they buried Abraham, and Ishmael became a big tzaddik. How Esav was at Rasha? I knew what he was. I don't understand. How he did not learn from Yaakov Abinu? How he did not learn from Yaakov Abinu? But the most important thing is, don't forget. At least on Erev Shabbos, they were all together sitting. Maybe Shem ve'Ever was with them. Don't forget, Yaakov and Esav, they learned Torah with Shem ve'Ever. And I'm sure that Shem ve'Ever told them the story of the Mabul. I don't understand. So I was thinking. Then I came to a conclusion. The conclusion is, if you want to be a tzaddik, if you want to do teshuvah, you should know in front of who you are sitting, in front of who you are standing. Okay, I'm Jewish. We're Jewish. We're all Jewish. But sometimes we have to ask ourselves, what it is Jew? What it is Yehudi? What it is Yehudi, a Jew? What it is? Yehudi, that means the name of Hashem. Do you feel Hashem? David HaMelech, he said, Mipsari Echeze Elokim. From when I see my fingers, I feel Hashem. What that mean? When I see my fingers from my flesh, I see Hashem. Because it's easy when you see your body, Be'emet. Look how you move, you see, you hear, you smell. I mean, you talk. Do you think, are you a robot? It's Hashem who created you. There is something that you cannot understand. Mipsari Echeze Elokim. I mean, I don't need to go to university. I don't need to teach me who is Hashem. Just when I see my... The problem is, we see and we don't see. Like the Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzato said, there is two kinds of blind people. There is a blind man that he was born blind. He's blind. He was born blind. And there is another kind of blind that he can see, but he don't want to see. He don't want to see. And this is this kind that you see and you don't want to see, it's a problem. You see and you don't want to see, it's a problem. And that it could be to any one of us. You know, excuse me to tell you this. I was on Shabbat, I saw people were talking in the middle of Kaddish. I told them, all the time we criticize Cain, we criticize Esav, Ishmael, Bilam. But don't you think that sometimes we act like them? We have beard, we have peot, and we have talit on us, and sometimes we forgot where we are. It's like we are in a synagogue, we are in shul, we are in Beit HaMidrash, and we don't act like we are in front of Hashem. Usually in a Beit HaMidrash, usually when you are in a synagogue, you are in front of Hashem. Yes or no? You are. Hey, if you don't feel Hashem in the synagogue, where you will feel Hashem? Where? The street? No. It's in the synagogue. And in the synagogue, you don't feel. You are and you aren't. It's like somebody that I saw, he was doing Amida, and he forgot to switch off his telephone. He was doing Amida, he was moving. I was not in the Amida, and I saw that he put his hand in his pocket, and he was praying. And then he went like that. He saw who's calling. Then maybe it was a important event. And then I think the man that was on the telephone, he did not understand. He said, Je te rappelle, I'll call you. In the middle of the Amida, je te rappelle. Maybe it was his mother-in-law, I don't know. Or his wife. But I could pay him. Rabotai, it's easy to be in front of Hashem and not to feel Hashem. It's easy to be in front of a tzaddik like Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov and not to see. You only see what you want to see. What Esav was looking at, he was looking at the table, the food. The food. He was not looking at Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. He was looking at the food. His interest was the food. Ish sade. This is Rabotai, I think, the Marhal explained, there is a kind of blind people that they see and they don't see. I mean, Esav, he knows. There is Hashem. He knows there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He knows, yes. But when you know there is Hashem, you have to be in contact with Him, connected to Him 24 hours a day. Not just knowing, that's it. Look, if I am in Champs-Élysées, I'm working in the Champs-Élysées. And I walk in Champs-Élysées. It's a big avenue. I walk. The more I walk, I go, I am towards the Champs-Élysées. But behind me, what it is? Champs-Élysées. In front of me is Champs-Élysées, and behind of me is, if you are in Piccadilly Center, you are in Piccadilly. What, wherever you turn, you are in Piccadilly. It's not when you are in front of Piccadilly, this is Piccadilly. Piccadilly, it's all there, yeah, it's Piccadilly. When you have this, when you feel you are in front of, when you feel ashamed, you have to feel ashamed wherever you are. Wherever it's all around you, not only for when it suits you, no. And I think this is Avoda, this is a big work. And I think this is what happened to, this is a kind, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, all their life, they live with Hashem. All their life, they live with Hashem. Yaakov, Ishtamu, Shevaralim, Ve'gdilu HaNe'arim, and the two children, they grow. They grow, so what? What was going to happen? Nothing happened. Yaakov, Ikarion. Ve'gdilu HaNe'arim, and the two children, they grow. For Yaakov, it still remains the same. Yaakov, Ishtam, Yishev, Oalim. The more he grows, he grows the Torah. He grows, be connected always with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing changed. Not changed. What about Esav? Esav as well. Ve'gdel Esav. Esav as well, he was with Yaakov Abinu. He grows with Esav. But what? What happened to Esav? Esav, he grows with something else in his mind. What? When I leave the yeshiva, I will be somebody else. I will not be Esav. He see the emet, but he see without seeing. To feel without feeling. Rabotai, we need the ratzon. The ratzon, the will. To will, I want to be. Rabotai, Yaakov and Esav, both of them, they were brothers. They were twins. Usually should be always a twin. Two twins, they were always at the same. We see a two kind of twin. Twin that they are not the same. They're completely different. Their look, the way they have their clothes, their intention, the way they think, their religion, their belief, their faith, everything was completely different. How you can be different? How we can be? Because he has already something in mind. He has something in mind. He chose his way. Don't tell me that Yitzhak Abinu did not give him a good education. Of course he gave him. Of course Sarah Rivka Imenu, she gave the same education she gave to Yaakov as well to Esav. But Esav has something in mind. Because to be a good Jew, to be descendant of Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, you have to focus. You have to see. You have to feel. You have to carry on. It's not one day yes, one day no. You have to. It's all life. Ele hayi Sarah. This is the life of Sarah. But Sarah, she died. Yes, she died. But her tzidkut, the way she educated Yitzhak, and the heritage she left for after her, it's her mind. So she did not die. She did not die. For Esav, Sarah, she died. Because he don't follow her steps. For Esav, Abraham died, passed away. Because he doesn't follow his steps. But for Yaakov Abinu, his grandmother Sarah, she's still alive. Abraham Abinu is still alive. Nothing changed because he carried on his way. My friend, I would like just to tell you a story. A beautiful story. From that story you will see it's a story of Emunah. It's a story of Emunah. And it happened when it was a few years ago. And we have here Rabbi Israel Milul. He's a witness of this story that I want to tell you. It was when I just got married. And at that time, all my life I was dreaming. All my dream was that we will have a lot of yeshivot. That was my dream. My dream was, Be'ez Hashem, I will have yeshivot, yeshivot, yeshivot. But at the time, it was not easy to have yeshivot. It was very difficult at that time to have the money. It was not easy. And one day, Rabbi Israel, I was in Paris. Rabbi Sayyid Melui called me. He said, Rabbi David, your two uncles, they pass away, Rabbi Rafael Pinto, Rabbi Meir Pinto, and why you don't open a yeshiva here in Manchester? I said, yeshiva in Manchester? Why Manchester? He said, why not, in their memory? And I said, but what about the money? He said, maybe, Be'ez Hashem, you come and see. So I asked my wife, what do you think? She said, but to buy, maybe it's easy, but after, and even, so when I go, so I went to Manchester. There were two houses for sale. And it was, they had to be sold in auction. So Rabbi Sayyid Melouli showed me the first one. It was near Leicester Road, the end, and we never forget. In a corner near a garden. And then he said, there is another one, Waterloo Road. Yes, Waterloo Road.
New Old Road,
voilà. And so we went, we saw. Now, I saw both of them with no money. So the auction started in the evening. The first house, which I didn't like, they sold it at a price quite high. So in my mind, I said, now this house, if they sell it, there will be a big money. And then they start to sell it, so I wanted to go. But I said, well, because we came here, at least I will say a price. And I said, Rabbi Haim Pinto, with your zechut, if I say the price, I want that nobody will come higher than me. It was not logical, the price I said. If I don't, I will not tell you the price, because today is the yeshiva Baruch Hashem for Tim Mashiach. Come. But just to tell you, after no one put it high. I remember once we signed, and I give 10%, I don't know even if there was money in the bank or not, but we give 10%. I remember that night, Be'emeta, I don't know if Rabbi Sayyid remember or not, there was a man, Mr. Rubin. I never forget him. He came, he said, I give you more. And then he started, I said, but go and ask Rabbi Sayyid if you want now, it's finished. The Emunah, you see, when it comes to Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Israel, after he had to pay a lot of money to decorate the yeshiva, and he was in charge of the yeshiva many years. Baruch Hashem, up to now, the yeshiva is there. Where Mr. Davila, he offered a Sefer Torah to the yeshiva last year. But to tell you, Baruch Hashem, Emunah, when it comes to Torah, when it comes to education, when it comes to our own education, we need a lot of Se'at HaYishmaya. We need a lot of help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't think to be a Jew is easy. It's very hard. It's very difficult. But everyone of us here, he has a brain. With the brain that we have, Baruch Hashem, we can understand things. Baruch Hashem, Bemet, I'm telling you, it's so, excuse me to tell you this, sometimes I feel so sorry. I feel Bemet sorry, and I feel so, I feel a lot of pain to see people, it's easy for them to say thank you to Hashem for what Hashem is doing for them, and to just ignore Hashem. When they will come to see Hashem, when they will come to big Hashem, when they have a problem. That means when there is no problems, that means you are Hashem, you are only Hashem for problems. When there is no problems, we don't. This is used to see without seeing. I mean, you have to see always Hashem. Even when you have problems, you have to feel like Kadosh Baruch Hu. That was Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. That was the Shvatim. This is the way the Imaot were. The Imaot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were that way. But Esav, he has another way. He saw, but he didn't want to see. He's like, he knew. Open your eyes, you see. No, I don't want to open my eyes. Because if I open my eyes, I will say, I don't want to see. But open! I don't want to open my eyes. A lot of times, my friend, our eyes, it's wide open, and we see nothing. We see nothing. Why? Because we don't want. You know, a few years ago, and I finished, I was in Kippur. I was in Kippur praying, and I saw somebody that I don't know, it was in Lyon. I never saw him. And he was wearing a white jalabia, jalaba. And he was like a malach, like an angel. He was praying. He did not sit. There's a lot of people don't want to sit. They want to stand all day. So I thought this man is a tzaddik, fantastic. But where is he from? So before when we reached the Ne'ilah, they were selling the Ne'ilah. So I called him. I said, "How are you?" He said, "I am from Marseille. And I was in Paris. And then on my way to Marseille, I had a problem in my car. So I saw that maybe I will arrive in Marseille late at Kippur. So I stopped here. And where did you sleep?" He said, "Well, where are you?" "Well, I did not have time to go to the hotel. So I stayed here all night." "Did you eat?" "No, I didn't." "What? So you didn't eat?" I said, "Today you didn't eat." So I said, "I invite you tonight to come to eat in my house." He said, "No, I have to go right away after Kippur." "Where do you want to go?" "Back to Marseille." "But you are from Paris. Why you want to go to Marseille?" "I don't know. Usually I know, I'm not curious. But I don't know. From Hashem I was curious. Why I have to ask where you go? Usually I don't ask where you go." And I asked him, "Where you go?" So he said, "I have something to do." "Are you married?" So look, I guess sometimes he put question in your mouth. Why I have to ask him if you are married? Why don't ask if you are divorced? Why don't ask if you have children? Why you ask him? So he said, "No." "Ah, so you go, maybe you have a shidduch." Look, words. It's like she put words in your mouth. Talk. Ask him those questions. So he said, "No. But maybe you want to meet somebody tonight, a girlfriend." He become red. "A girl, is she Jewish?" He become more red. "She's not Jewish." He did not answer. I told him, "What's your name?" He said, "Yaakov." "Yaakov, you wear a white jalaba. You did not eat for 2 days. You did not sit for 24 hours. You didn't sleep all night. You prayed like an angel. And you think to go out with a goya? Are you crazy? You know today is Kippur. You're in front of Hashem today. Lifnei Hashem titharu. How can Hashem can make you be clean? Kadosh v'tahor, with a thought that after Kippur you will go with a goya." It's like you see and you don't see. This is crazy. That was Esav. Excuse me to tell you something. When a man know what he should not do and he does it, it's like he's crazy. You know you cannot do that. Why you do it? Why you do it? This is about what we learn from this parachute. From this parachute we learn to be careful, kashrut, tarat ha-mishpaha, how to be standing in front of Hashem. You know, at this moment that I talk to you, at this moment that I'm talking to you, before I came, I called one of my children, because at that moment now, he is in New York. And he is having a meeting with somebody for a shidduch. So I told him, "My son, be careful." And I give him some advices. So he told me, "Papa, you don't. And I asked him, "Hey, did you pray Minha?" He said, "Papa, you think I don't pray Minha?" He said, "No, because you think to meet her, maybe you forgot Minha. Because you're excited." See, yes, Papa, you're right. But I did. I prayed Minha. Even now, that my children, Rafael Maestro is 40 years old. I am behind him. Papa, I'm not a baby. As long as I'm alive, I am behind you, Rafael. My father was behind me till he died. This is the education. The education doesn't stop. Always we have to be behind our children. Children today, they live in a generation, we live in a generation that it's not easy. It's too much itzara, too much temptation, too much big itzara. With iPhone, iPad, tele, all this technology that you have today. You see today, even the children, they are more clever than me. All my telephones are old-fashioned telephones. Old, very old-fashioned, not the smart telephone. Because already I have no time. If I have the smart, I will have no time for even how to serve Hashem. Rabotai, this parashiyot, we learn from them, education, marriage, how to have success in the marriage. Look, Rivkan and Yitzhak, the way they talk together, the way Abraham and Sarah, they talk together, the way Yaakov, he behaved with his two wives. After all what Leah she did to him, after he said, well, now you are my wife. I don't know if, just imagine if somebody would do that to you. But imagine the day of your wedding, he will bring you another woman, then the next day you see somebody that it's not, Yaakov was working for 7 years for Rachel, now they give him Leah. He should be angry. He said, well, now she's my wife, that's it. What patience, how he behaved with his wives, with his children, Yaakov, Rahel Bilhah Zilpah, Yitzhak with Rivka, politics between both of them, Sarah and Abraham. Can you just imagine? Abraham, he said to Sarah, Sarah, I want to put you in a suitcase. Suitcase. When he went to... Suitcase! You just imagine, Abraham with a suitcase. In his hand, and he keep there Sarah Imenu. When he arrived to the customs, what do you have there to declare? Open. They opened, she was Sarah there. Sarah, she could say to Abraham, are you crazy? What do you do? She listened to him. This is Abraham. That's what we learn, how much we have to be patient with our wives, patient with the children, educate them. And the Yeratzon be'ez Hashem Shakash Baruchu, if you bracha be'atzlahad with a goof, and the Shakash Chutin, the Rabbi Israel Milul, Arichut Yamim V'Shanim, Kinaratzon, our Baal HaBayit, his wife, Shakash Baruchu Telahen, Bri'ut, Panasa Tova, Kinaratzon, Bishmut Avotai Taged Ba'atchem, Kinaratzon. Amen.